Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness, in the solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. So let us sing the song, All Is Well. We've heard the message, Shalom, and all is well. Amen.
Down.
them, friends, amen. Just turn around to somebody, amen, and tell them all is well. Amen. As we expect the deacons to come around with the offerings, amen. Amen. My Jesus is ever shining. Amen. Hallelujah. All is well. Turn to the next person, amen. Tell them all is well. With a smile on your face, as I normally say, amen. Ever shining.
Father, you've given us this, Lord Father, another opportunity this early in the morning to come and gather this place, Lord Father, to praise you and to worship you, Lord. Oh, Lord Father, I have, Lord Father, tithe and offerings from your people, Lord, that they've offered, Lord. May you bless each one of them, Lord Father, for being faithful to your word, Lord, that, Lord, you might reach them and bless them with all their needs. May you, Lord Father, come before us this morning and, Lord Father, lead all the way, Lord Father, from the pastor and the whole congregation, Lord Father, for all any activities that's happening this morning on this place, Lord Father, may it shall be blessed, Lord Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, saints. Amen. We have two specials. Amen. We have Brother Chris. Yes. Okay, wonderful. And then we have Sister Angel and the youth choir. So we'll call Brother Chris first. So after the song, we'll come forward and then have Sister Angel in the choir. Blessing the song, He brought me out from the miry clay. Amen. Amen.
God bless Brother George for the work done for the youth, and that was really special for the all night, because I just felt the presence of the Lord, and it was very blessed to pray, like, you know, hold each other's hands, and it was very blessed. And let's just clap our hands for Brother George. am I that the Lord is from the earth would cut to know my name, would cut to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose a light away for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading. Here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. And you told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eye did see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the thwarted come and see would call out through the rain and call the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am.
Amen.
I am yours.
Amen, amen. Beautiful singing, amen. I am yours, amen. That is wonderful, amen. Amen. Just right away, can we call on Cease? Can we appreciate our brother once more again? Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you. Let's express it to the angel and the group. Amen. Just right away. Amen. Just to conserve time. Amen. So while they're coming forward, can we just sing the song? Amen. You asked me why I'm happy. So I'll just tell you why. You asked me why I'm happy. So I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. Oh, and when I met the scoffers who asked me where they are, I say my sins are gone.
Where are they? Where are they?
Oh, they are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary. Oh, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, there's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
God bless you, sir. Splash to the
Amen. I don't know about you, but that was a masterpiece. Amen. Amen. Can you appreciate it once again? Amen. When you were here today, it was good to see the brothers sing today. Amen. That was wonderful. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the song LLI Elohim as we expect the minister for today. Amen. Glory be to God. It's the greatest song of all. It's the song of the redeemed. Amen. When lost sinners are washed and made clean. Amen. Oh,
the song worship. Thank you, Brother Faithful. God bless you, bro, and the musicians, and also the items. Wonderful. So good to hear the saints using their gifts for the glory of God. We have quite a few prayer requests here, so let's come to pray. This is from Brother Barry Coffey. Brethren, we would really appreciate your prayers for the believers in North Carolina. after Hurricane Helene. We have believers who are trapped in small towns and communities with almost no outside communication, internet, clean water, and supplies of gas. Roads are blocked by trees or completely washed away in some areas. We are trickling in supplies where we can, but the destruction on the west side of North Carolina and East Tennessee is almost unbelievable. Please remember them in prayer. So let's put those saints before the Lord in prayer. We're living in the days of birth pains. Things are getting more and more severe. You know, so we really do need the grace of God. Quite a number of people are sick. Brother Tony and family are down with flu. Let's pray for them. Brother John Carlos also, he's down with the flu. Let's pray for him as well. Let's remember Brother Vladimir. Brother Vlad, he's also sick in bed. And Sister Lydia is asking for prayer for her cousin Paul and his family. Please remember their situation. Brother Emil is asking the saints to pray for his son Razvan for his driving test this coming week. And then Brother Ngoni, Sister Sarah are away in the UK, and Sister Topumi is in Nigeria. So let's keep those ones in prayer. Then Sister Fortunate is asking to be kept in prayer for her IPO interview this week. So there's plenty of things to pray about. And finally, Brother Kwame, he's traveling to Ghana this Wednesday, requesting the saints to pray for him for traveling mercies and protection while in Ghana. So I'm sure we've heard all those requests. You might not remember them all, but may the Lord quicken something to your heart. Amen. You might feel for a certain one, and let's put it before the Lord. So let's pray for all of these things. Let's all pray. Lord, we need to come before you for these things, Lord, because it's a good thing. Thank you. Amen, saints. Let's open up Revelation chapter 4 before we take a seat. I'll just give a few announcements when you're seated. Revelation 4, let's read verse 1. We'll get our thought from there today by the grace of God. Revelation 4, verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. That's wonderful. So the voice came and said to John, come up higher. Come up hither. And he responded, because in verse 2, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne. So he was caught up into heavenly places. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated, saints. Just to give a few announcements at the beginning. Next weekend, we will be away with all the deacons, ministers, officers of the church from Friday, this coming Friday, to Sunday for our retreat, the one we have once a year, to pray and seek the Lord for the new year. So we won't have any prayer meeting here on Friday. We'll be away in Avoca. We'll have service on Sunday, but because everyone will be running around, there won't be any Sunday school on Sunday, because saints coming from there many times go to pick up their families and so forth. So we'll have church song worship at 11, but there'll be nothing else apart from that, just song worship straight into the service. So please do keep that in prayer. It's important, and especially like we said to the saints, at the junction we're at with our church. Now, you would really feel it. We're at a real junction, and we just want the Lord to minister us through this junction. So we'll be meeting together. So what you're going to do is we're going to just shift our Bible study this week to the following week, and Wednesday we'll have our prayer meeting, because I think it's a very, very good thing not to miss prayer meeting. I think I'd rather miss the Bible study than miss prayer meeting. To me, I think prayer meeting is far more virtuous than Bible study. I don't know, just my opinion, because I do the Bible study. But I think it's a good thing. So let's come on Wednesday. Let's come and pray about these things. Let's pray for Brother Max and family heading off this week. May the Lord give them grace, and Sister Angel and them as they go to Ghana. Good to see Brother Nat back. God bless you, bro. Brother Wilmore's away in Amsterdam. Let's keep him in prayer. He's doing work. But while he's there, he's been dealing with our new church project. So finally, all the contractors came back with all the prices. Dan sent them through to Brother Wilmore on Friday. He sent them through to me, and our eyes watered a little bit. So he's going to be speaking tomorrow, Brother Wilmore, with Dan. Dan said we need to do some value engineering on some of these figures, and we said absolutely. You know, we need some drastic engineering on some of these figures. So it's an important thing. So by the end of this week, Dan wants to finish everything up to get final pricing and everything in place by Friday, so everything could be signed off. And if that could be done by Friday, that would allow us to finish everything up by the grace of God by the end of October. And we've got to be out of here by the 1st of November. So it would really work out well. But we do need the Lord to fight some battles for us in these prices. You know, I don't know how, from when they gave us prices a few months back, all of a sudden when they come back with their prices now, they are... So I said to Brother Wilmer, I said, Brother Wilmer, let's take off our gentleman jacket now. Now let's put on our businessman jacket, and we just tell them that some of these prices are unacceptable. We just can't. I mean, there's no way we could pay some of the things they're wanting us to pay. So just tell them that it's a showstopper. If they want us to pay so much money, that's the end of it for us. So yeah, I think it's very good for us to speak to them on their terms, you know, because they do need to shift, the people themselves as well. So keep that one there in prayer. I believe everything's going to be fine in the end, but I don't think we just give in to these people when they want to just manipulate things. I think we should really, really just stand our ground and say, nope, and we look to the Lord to go before us. So it's a very important thing this week. Let's pray for it. It's all built up to this, and there's big decisions to be made this week. So we really ask for prayer. And it's good that we'll be going straight out there next weekend with the officers, the ministers, and so forth, so we can really discuss these things in depth, make a way forward, and that's our desire. So let's keep that one there in prayer. So it's a very important one, and I think it's good for us all to gather together on Wednesday for special prayer. Let's come and put everything before the Lord, because unless the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. But if the Lord is going before us, and we all believe the Lord's been in this from the beginning, and he who began the good work, we're trusting in him to see it through. Amen. Now, we don't have answers to some of these things, but that's how we go like Jehoshaphat. We lay the paper before the Lord and say, Lord, We don't know what to do here, but we're looking to you. And we're just trusting in the Lord to help us. But I think we're getting to that place, and I'm really glad that by the end of the week, we should know exactly where things stand. So by next week, Sunday, when we come, we should be able to report back to the saints the way forward. So may the Lord bless you, saints. Let's get into the Word. We've read Revelation chapter 4. Our thought today, if you put on the slides, we wanted to have a look at come up higher. Now, come up higher is a very, very important thing. On Friday, Brother Faithful was speaking about, you know, these different stages where we need to break the cycles. You know, and the way you break a cycle is you've got to come up higher. Last week we were speaking about times you've got to put yourself on a war footing. Sometimes that life just can't go on as normal because there's a challenge there. And it's similar. This is the principle of the word of come up higher. So if we have a look at this principle, if I find our little clicker here, which is hopefully working. Yeah, so if we look at come up higher, if you look at music, you know, the prophet speaks in Shalom and he takes it to the great symphony. And we've spoken of it many, many times before. Taking music and you apply it now to the great symphony that we are in. You know, this great drama that's being played out. But every single musical note has a specific frequency. You know, so you can play higher and higher up your scale and you can come up higher. And you find singers when they sing, they can train their voices to come up higher and higher and higher. And it's a skill. Most people can just sing at a certain level. But to get up to a certain pitch and a certain frequency, it's something which is not normal for most of us. And for some of the brothers that were singing this morning in the choir as well. It's not that easy to come up higher. But these frequencies are very important. And that's our principle we wanted to look at today is this principle of how do we come up higher. Now, how do we come up higher? There's seasons and times where we have to come up higher. And we'll see it. The Lord, He really knows those things. We're in a season, spiritually speaking, where the church is coming up higher. Yeah, with a message and all of these things that are sent to us. If we speak about it, okay, come to the next one. The frequency. So every single thing in frequency has a in redemption has a frequency. Every ministry, every anointing, everything works at a certain frequency. Now, if you want to get a certain job done, you have a lot of sinners in the church, people that don't know the Lord, you bring an evangelist. Now, that word comes at a certain frequency to achieve a certain purpose. You know, it's the same word, same anointing that other people will preach in a sense, but that particular anointing upon a particular gift brings about a certain kind of result. And when you match the right frequency to your need, you're going to find you're going to get the job done. The prophet says that preaching, it catches the sinner. He says teaching places the sinner. So if you want to get people placed in their position to know who they are and deeper things of God, you bring someone to teach the word. Now it's the same Holy Ghost, but just operating in a different manifestation. There's another frequency of the word. You find it with music. That there's certain times where you want to get in the spirit of worship, so you put on certain types of music, because that music is operating at a certain frequency, and it brings about a certain condition and atmosphere inside of you. There's other times you're in warfare, you want to put on your spiritual warfare music. You know, you want to put on those ones there that get you marching, get you really, really geared up for war, like when they go to war. You know, when they have their war cries and their songs, they sing certain kinds of songs, which have got a certain kind of a frequency. And it's wonderful when people are in harmony, so you find the song leaders and the musicians get in the same frequency as the minister, and you find it all just comes together in a great symphony. That's how all of these giftings and things, they need all to come together. But we're speaking of a come up higher. That's what we really, really wanted. When redemption, when we need certain things in redemption, maybe you're needing healing, maybe you need leadership, maybe you need provision. Yeah, and then you find that you've been at this mountain for too long. There's times you need to come up higher. Yeah, and the Lord does that for us. Where I got this thought, if you listen to the message, Christ is a mystery God revealed, the prophet speaking of the third pool. And he says, we're just coming into the third pool now. Then he looked at the clock and said, look, the clock is saying exactly 2 o'clock on the dot. He says, the third pool is at hand. And then they sing a little bit, a chorus. Then he says, did you see that the church went up an octave? He says, you can see that the third pull is at hand. So, you know, the prophet would see those kind of things. He'd see even the way the church was singing, the church got to another level. And he said, that signifies something. And I do believe recently in our church, things are moving up from where they were.
Amen.
You can feel it inside of your soul. You know, it's like it's a come up higher. And it's good to respond to that come up higher, because there's always a need for that. And John, when he responded, typing the bride to come up higher, the Lord took him up into another realm and he saw things that he had never seen before. You know, so the prophet says that, he says, the Lord blesses people and we stay around that blessing for too long until it gets common to us, and the Lord has to now bring something. He has to quicken and bring something to get the people moving once again. So this frequency of redemption, if we think of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came, he was the Word made flesh. So here was the original frequency. Now when the Word came forth, the way the Lord operates, the frequency that he operates at, God himself. When the Word was made flesh, we saw a certain frequency at operation in the Lord Jesus Christ. We had seen other frequencies down through the ages, but when Jesus came, being the fullness of the Word, we saw some mighty things take place. Jesus never had to come up higher. You know, he was the Word made flesh.
Amen.
All he needed to do was stay in fellowship with the Spirit that was in him.
Amen.
So he did have to give himself to prayer. He so much appreciated fellowship to keep the atmosphere around him. But inside of him, there wasn't a challenge that he couldn't meet. Now, Satan tried the three manners of temptation, and he found out that this frequency of the Word that was operating inside of Jesus, this one was omnipotent. He couldn't overcome this. He could overcome Samson. He could overcome David. He could overcome Noah. All of the ones before. But here was something different, because this was the climax of the Old Testament. You know, the frequency of the Word, the inspiration had been building up, like Brother Eddie was saying there in the Sunday school. And then finally something came which was the original frequency that used to be there in Eden. Now the same frequency of the operation of the Spirit that had been in Eden before the fall, you all of a sudden saw a man coming and demonstrating the same things. There was a man that could speak to the storm, Jesus. You know, and you can take it back to Adam. So Adam in the beginning, when there was no sin, the world operated, God's kingdom had come, and that was operating upon the earth. And whatever Adam needed in the line of duty, he just could speak, or provision would be made. There was nothing that worried him, nothing that challenged him. Satan was in Eden. Doesn't mean Satan wasn't there. But here was the Word manifest, the Word on display. And this was the original frequency that came in the beginning. This is the Word operating at the original frequency. Now this is always God's desire. Because when Jesus died for us, he died to give us a full restoration. No, we know the church, in the beginning, it had the original frequency in the book of Acts. Those first few chapters of the book of Acts. Even the shadow of Peter passing over people, the people would be healed. Now they would get together and pray. The building would shake. The angel would go down, open the prison bars. Peter would come out. It was powerful to see the church operating in that frequency.
Amen.
But then things started to come in and the church came down from that original frequency. And we know that they lost their first love, and then they got involved in all this, that, and the other. Man's ideas and man's frequency came and got mixed up in it all. But the Lord always desired to restore that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like you inside of your life. God doesn't want, the prophet says, Jesus never died to make us halfway Christians.
No.
He never did. No, we don't want to be halfway believers. No, we don't want to be mixing compromise inside of our life and our own ideas and man's opinions. When we know there's an original, there's the real perfection, which is the revelation of the Word, which is the original frequency that God operates at. So the Lord now, he started the process of restoration. The church had got low in the dark ages, but the Lord said, I will restore. So he starts now calling the church up higher. Progressively calling the church up higher. He's trying to bring the church to a certain place. Because the prophet says every symphony ends up in a crescendo. It ends up in a climax. Now you find the symphony might start up quiet and it builds up through the different movements, but it's building to something at the end. That's why we're saying with Beethoven, he was an unusual guy, because all symphonies before that have their four movements, and everyone would start with the quiet music and build it up to the loud, and then Beethoven came, so I don't believe it, that he comes with da-na-na-na, he starts his symphony like that, and he caused such a scandal in the music world. Yeah, but the Lord knows how to do things, but generally things build themselves up, like inside of your life. The Lord is building things up. And so he started with Luther, and he revealed, and an anointing is released, and revelation is given. And the church is called now in the days of Luther, come up higher. Now you need to come out of those dark ages. Come out of her, my people. And every single person that responded to the anointing at that time, like the eagle, you know, because coming up high is not in your own effort. You're not going to come up high in your own effort. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. You've just got to operate seasonally. You've got to understand what it is. Like John, when the voice came and said, come up higher, he just had to yield himself. And he found himself in a different place. He just had to respond. And the same with the eagle. The eagle doesn't have to flap its wings and flap its wings. If you listen to those messages from Tennessee, Brother Tim Dodd was explaining when he studied the golden eagle, how the golden eagle, it goes above the mountains and the hills where there's the rocks. And the rocks warm up and they cause the thermals to go up above. And it rises up from that mountain higher and higher. Then it looks for the next mountain. Then it just comes down, just gliding down, down. Comes down, down, down until it gets to the next mountain. And the next mountain now is generated the heat and the eagle just rises up at the next mountain. And you're saying that's the life of a believer. Now you just keep following the leadership of the Lord. He raises you up. You may come out of that revival a little bit. You may be coming down, but you're just looking, and the Lord takes you to the next experience, raises you up again. And the eagle's not there struggling and sweating and saying, I hope I can make it to the next mountain. That's not what it is. He just knows how to set his wings. And he just uses the God-given resources that have been given to him and the God-given conditions that are about him. And he just uses that and he just rises himself up. And that's what I want to do as believers. And when Luther came, there were just people. There was the bride at that time, and they just set their wings. And they came out of Catholicism. They came out of the works of man. And they received an experience that the just can live by faith. That you can be justified. That salvation isn't a free gift. It's an experience you can have. You don't have to take a pilgrimage to Rome. You don't have to pay penances and all of the indulgences and that. You can just believe. You are justified by faith in the finished work of Christ. And the Lord started to raise them up. And then the Lord saw the church went in that frequency for a while. It wasn't the original frequency yet, but it was on its way. The Lord was bringing up the scale. He wants to hit a certain point. So then he calls Wesley. And Wesley comes out to a higher frequency of the word. It's more revealed truth. It's more of the restored word once again. That you don't have to, it's not just enough just to live a life, you know, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, but then you're smoking your pipe and you're drinking your beer and you're listening to bad things on your Spotify and all that. There's a higher life. There's sanctification. You can live a holy life. And then the church started to realize the holiness movement in the days of Wesley. They just responded to that message. And if they, when they responded now, the Lord was calling the church higher. There was a higher frequency now of the Spirit operating once again. And the Lord's working to get people somewhere. And you take this in your individual experience, exactly what happened to you. I remember when the Lord called me, when I was dead in sin and trespasses, and then he visited me and he lifted me out of there. Like the song said, he lifted me out of a miry clay out of a pit. You know, you couldn't have raised yourself up from there. But in his season, he visited you with a certain frequency of redemption. Amen. And that first frequency is salvation. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved in your house. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And something started to resonate inside of your soul. Because remember, when you take that certain frequency of a tuning hook and you ding the tuning hook and it's resonating at a certain frequency, and you bring something else near it which is of the same frequency, same material, you find this sympathetic resonance. You take a guitar, put it near this the tuning fork, that particular string will start to resonate at the same frequency. So when the Lord now sends a message, the revelation of Jesus Christ to the age, at that frequency, the souls of the bride start resonating as well. And you say, wow, I didn't realize I can be saved. I didn't realize I don't have to live a life like this. I can be sanctified. You know, so you've just got to catch that frequency of the Spirit, what God is trying to say to the church. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church and just yield yourself to the anointing. He says in the fifth seal, that's all the church can do is yield to the anointing. He says if God sends a certain power among the people, there's nothing else the church can do but yield to that anointing. In those days of the ox age, Fox's Book of Martyrs, there was a certain frequency of redemption released, the ox anointing. That you heard even Brother Tom Dodd speaking about it when we were there. He was saying, it was amazing because you find in the days of Fox's Book of Martyrs, when the people would get anointed by the ox anointing, yes, they would walk to the cross like Jesus. In the Book of Acts, when the saints were anointed with the anointing of the lion, sent to go forth, when there was persecution in the city, they let Paul down in a basket. Hey, you better head out. It wasn't the anointing, but when that anointing of the ox came, like Jesus, when it came to that junction inside of his life, he set his face towards Jerusalem. No matter what people said, Peter says, no, master, it cannot be. He says, get behind me, Satan. Because that's the frequency. He is ordained to die now. So that's the frequency of the ox now. So those people in the dark ages going to be burnt at the stake and so forth. They were just yielding to a certain frequency of anointing, of redemption. It was resonating inside of their souls. And they just had to yield themselves to that. And they did great exploits. They did things that you and I would struggle to do. I mean, to go and be burnt at the stake, friends, that's not an easy thing to do. Or to be persecuted in prison, fed to the lions and all that. But it was that frequency of redemption in that age. But now the Lord started to minister now through the age of the man now, started to raise the church up with Luther and with Wesley, and the church started to rise up now, and you know, the bride started to catch things and people started to experience things. In the days of Wesley, they started to live above the sins of the flesh and the sins of the world, started to live holy lives, righteous lives. Hey, and it wasn't their own power. No, they were just yielding to that frequency. They were just allowing that frequency to resonate. They were getting as much of the human frequency out of the way, the flesh and the things of the flesh, and allowing now that frequency that was coming from heavenly places to bathe their souls, to resonate inside of their souls, and then they could do the great exploits as they just followed the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Until we came to Azusa Street. Now there came the next part, the next frequency. The Lord took the church up higher. He says, come up higher. And even in the natural world, it was typed, you read Countdown, by the Wright brothers in 1905. They said, buddy, we're tired of driving cars and riding bicycles and all this. It'd be better if we could fly. And here they go experiment, and the Wright brothers are making an aeroplane, and you see them flying around. They've come up higher. That was a type of what God was doing inside of the church at Azusa Street. Here came the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Here came a deeper frequency of redemption. The Lord's taken the church another step back to the original frequency. And now the church responds to that. They gather together. There's a burden inside of themselves. They're gathering for all night prayer and all that. And then the Holy Ghost, and there's the restoration of the gifts. And now there's another operation of the Holy Ghost, which is higher than Wesley had. Not to say Wesley and them weren't Christians, but the church has come up higher. Now people are prophesying, people are speaking in tongues, and others are interpreting. Yeah, and it gets to the healing move in the 1920s, the Bosworths and all the Smith Wigglesworth. They're praying, the miraculous power of God is on display. It was the frequency of the word in the season. You know, it was redemption. There was a certain something coming forth from heavenly places. And every single person who responded to that anointing was raised up and experienced those things and could live in that realm. Because that was now what the Lord wanted done for his people. But the Lord hadn't yet finished. Because the Lord was trying to bring the church back to the original frequency. That's what he's always wanted. He says, I will restore, says the Lord. Yeah, and so Azusa Street wasn't yet the original frequency. You know, they had the gifts and they had, you know, the dynamic power like that, but they weren't yet operating at the original frequency. The church hadn't yet gone back to what it was in the beginning. And the Lord says, no, but I will restore. So now he has to send Elijah. Because Elijah always comes to restore all things. Elijah comes to rebuild the altar and bring it back to the original once again. To bring the original frequency of redemption to the church once again. And here now comes a prophet and he breaks into another realm that Azusa Street knew nothing about. He's breaking into this realm, and people are seeing, even in the early stages of his ministry, because this original frequency, oh sorry, I had it there, it unfolded in three pools. There were three stages of the ministry. So even in his ministry, the prophet was being called successfully, come up higher. And he comes from the first pool, his ministry operates in a certain frequency, takes people by the hand, you know, he can tell the diseases of the people, then it comes a certain junction, come up higher. Then he can discern the thoughts of the heart. Wow. And then comes the third book, come up high, the opening of the word and the spoken word and that. So he's been called progressively to come up higher. He who began the good work has a certain place that he's taking this ministry to. It's not yet there, but it's on its way there as he's going through the first pull, the second pull, and the third pull. So it's going up. It's building up to a certain place. Now that's exactly the same as in your life and in mine. The Lord didn't want to just call you so that you can sit for the next 10 years speaking about, I was saved 10 years ago. Now I used to be in the discos, I used to do this, that, and the other. That's fine, that was 10 years ago. But where are you now? You know, it's not just a single note that we're playing, it's a symphony that's played. That's a movement of the Spirit. So we've got to see a come up higher. Now, sometimes to come up higher, In some music, you got to go lower first. Amen. Sometimes the Lord's got to put you in a valley. He's got to put you in a crisis. Yeah. And that does something, and then you come up higher. Amen. If you look at the seven mountains, what the prophet speaks in Montana, you'll find before every peak, there was a valley. Yes, the valley. Mountains are like that. You can never have a mountain peak without having a valley first. Amen. So you find every time you go down, and you know, there's a pressure, and there's persecution, and there's spiritual warfare, and that. There's a purpose in that because the Lord wants you to come up higher. But progressively, when we're coming up higher, it's got to be higher than it was before. We don't want to be the other way. You know, you don't want to be looking back and saying, you know, when I first came to the Lord, things were so glorious and the Lord was so powerful. And, okay, what's happened now? I don't know, you know, for the last 3 years. No. That's not the way redemption's supposed to work. You can have a season like John when you're in the prison. When your eagle eyes get filmed over, but it's got to be a season. That's right. That's what it is. It's got to start and it's got to end. You know, it's got to be a season. It's not. It's never supposed to be the norm. No, backsliding should never be the norm to a believer. That's not the frequency that your soul was ordained to operate at. Your frequency of your soul is calling. It's come up higher all the time. You always feel there's something more. There's something beyond. When the Lord reveals something to you inside of the word, it's wonderful, but you know there's more. You can feel it. Hey, that's powerful. But it's going to get deeper and deeper and deeper because these are eternal things that we're speaking about. You know, so this is the way that the Lord deals with people, is this frequency, that's something that's operating inside of our souls. Now, this is what he speaks about when he speaks about new ministry, when he speaks about my new ministry. No, he says it, you can read it yourself or listen to the message. He says it, you know, when he was sitting there that day and the Holy Ghost said, he's puzzled. How can it be that a man can speak to a mountain and the mountain moves? He said, I don't understand that. I don't understand how could that happen? Is that in the atonement? Is that what Jesus died for? And the voice spoke to him in the woods, that's in the atonement. The voice said, that's in the atonement for if a man or a woman is so consecrated and surrendered to God, that God just moves in and uses their voice. So that the Lord understands us. So the prophet said, I don't quite understand that. That's a little bit too high of a frequency. I'm still down here at this frequency. The Lord's okay. Let me explain it to you a little bit. He says, what is it when the Holy Ghost gets into a message? So let's take this as the frequency just of normal preaching. Yeah. Now we all know if a person's a minister, there's times where something happens in your preaching and it comes up higher.
Amen.
Yeah, there's just a normal kind of preaching, and there's other times when it's come up higher preaching. Yes, it's just something takes place.
Amen.
You may prepare the same way for the service. You're on a Saturday evening at home. You get up Sunday morning and there's just something. And it's not dependent on you. It's the prayers of people or the needs of people, whatever it is. And the Holy Ghost is going to pull you somewhere. You don't even know why, but just certain quotes just get quickened. Scriptures get quickened. You just follow that through. You don't even know why. And it never ever fails. And you just know that, hey, there's something different. And we all know what it's like. Certain prayer meetings will come up higher prayer meetings. Other times you just chug along. But there's certain times that there's a certain frequency of the operation of the Spirit. And people are in a certain condition. And it just catches fire like that. And you see, but wow, the potential there is tremendous. Yeah. And like we say, many, or almost it should be every single time, the way you start the meeting is you're over here. Yeah, now some people are here. But you're starting here, and then it should build up by the time you're getting to the end of the service. You're not at the frequency you were at the beginning. No, there's something. You know, the Word is ministering you. The Lord's tuning instruments are His Word and ministry gifts. Those are the two things that He uses now to minister His church to the right frequency. Yeah, He's going to minister to your soul. It's going to resonate. Your mind might be confused, but He speaks to your soul. And by the time you get to the end of the service, you feel it inside of yourself. Something's changed. You were defeated at the beginning of the service thinking, but I hope I can make it through to the end of the week. You come to the end of the service when the frequency has come. And there's a sympathetic resonance inside of yourself. Your soul now starts in the same resonance as the word of promise that you've been listening to. You like Mary now. You're going to say, be it unto me according to your word.
Amen.
Yeah. All she had to do, Mary, was stay in the presence of the angel.
Yeah.
That's all. The Lord was coming with a come up higher. You know, there's going to be things done to Mary that's never been done before. There's been barren woman before, but this is different. You're going to have a virgin birth. And how's she going to believe for that? There's an anointing comes. There's a frequency of redemption. An angel comes down. There's a presence of God ministering at a certain frequency of a certain promise. And she at first, she's got a question. She's over here. But the longer that she stays in the presence of the angel, and the angel is answering her questions, and she's giving opportunity to the Lord to persuade her of the promise, she just finds she's starting to believe more and more. Then finds, be done to me according to your word. And she conceives. Listen, you didn't see Mary praying 40 days and 40 nights to get there. You don't see that. You don't see Mary struggling and saying, hey, I have to get up tomorrow in the morning, listen to 3 messages before I go to college. And if I'm ever going to get to that place, it's just working seasonally. When the season comes, you yield yourself. You consecrate yourself. You surrender yourself. Like we said last week, a nation can't be on a war footing all the time.
No.
You can't do that. A person can't be in desperation every day of your life.
No.
There's got to be times you're rejoicing in the Lord. There's got to be times you're resting in the Lord.
Yeah.
But there's junctions now when the Lord sees you need to come up higher.
Amen.
Yeah, there's challenges coming ahead, decisions coming up ahead, whatever that it is. And the Lord says, you're not in the right condition. He has Esther. She's sitting up there. She's enjoying life. She's at ease in Zion. All these people putting grapes in her mouth and fanning her with fans. And she says, it's wonderful to be a believer. But she's not put there for that particular reason. She's not put there so she can just enjoy herself. She's put there for such a time as this. So the crisis now comes, which is so she can manifest something in her position in the crisis. But when Mordecai now realizes, gets into the frequency of the season and realizes the challenge and the peril that's before them with Haman saying he's going to destroy all of the Jews, Mordecai tries to get minister to Esther. You need to go before the king and you need to make intercession. She says, everybody knows that nobody can go before the king unless you go. He's like, you know, you're in that sort of condition, you're answering back to the word. You're in a human frequency now. There's a divine frequency trying to say to you, come up higher. Now there's something you need to manifest at this time. But you so much at ease in Zion. And then Mordecai, type in the ministry, has to really, really exhort her. And tell her, don't think that you are going to escape, you and your... Because if you refuse to yield yourself at this time, God will raise somebody else up to do the job. And then she realizes, I need to come up higher. I've gone too low here. And then she says, okay, me and my maidens will fast 3 days and three nights. You fast for us. And she gets in the process of getting herself in tune with the frequency that is coming to her at that time. And then she goes, if I perish, I perish. And she goes in before the king. And she delivers her people. But you can see these certain junctions when you're looking inside of your life. Like he says, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a question put before us all. He says, do I have the Holy Ghost? Have I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? He says, that's the big, big question that faces. We can't run away from that question. That question needs to be answered. No, so there's a certain junction inside of your life where the Lord's going to deal with you about certain things. You know, he's going to tell you, this habit of listening to this worldly music, how long? And he'll come to you and say, if you seek me now, I'll deliver you from that. And you've got to put yourself on a war footing and set yourself, consecrate yourself, and the Lord will raise you up higher above, and you'll experience victory over that thing. You say, wow, I didn't know that there was victory over these things. And then you go back to your normal life for a season. And then maybe he brings you to a challenge. He brings you to a crisis, a junction, whatever that it is. But at those times, we feel it inside of ourselves. I need to come up higher. Now the frequency inside of me. You'll be listening to the word. You listen to the messages. But you can just tell, I believe it's true, but it's not real. You know, it's not something inside of me, a faith. I don't have the same thing resonating inside of me that's resonating on that tape. But if you just allow sympathetic resonance to work, stay in his presence, lay in the presence of the Son, just let the word minister to you. He said it to Charlie Cox, the prophet, when he was said, Charlie, you need to receive the Holy Ghost. What am I going to do? He says, go and pray. You are out there in the woods there. Go and listen to the message, super sense. Faith is a sixth sense. The prophet told him, listen to it over and over again. Because there was a certain frequency in that message. At that junction of time, which was being ministered according to a certain need that the people had. And the more that he listened to it, each time he's listening, he's coming up a little bit higher. Oh, I see. Oh, and something's quickening inside of your soul. Until finally it gets to the certain point, you break through the sound barrier. Amen. You know, your faith has come up to that point and bah, the promise is fulfilled. Now you can say, I have heard, but now I see. You see, because you've come up, you've allowed the frequency of redemption, your soul has come up to that same frequency. Now something's going to take place. And that's what the prophet needed there as well. So the angel of the Lord was telling him, look, this isn't such a fantastic thing speaking, yeah, and things happen. He says, you're already doing it in a mission, preaching.
Yes, sir.
When you don't know what to preach, he says, and he says, when the Holy Ghost gets into a message and you don't know what to say, what is it speaking then?
My.
Then he says, okay, let me take a little bit higher frequency. He says, and when a man will speak in a tongue he doesn't know nothing about, and something else will interpret the same tongue, neither of them knowing anything about it, is it the individual or is it the Spirit of the living God? So he's saying for a person to speak in tongues, he said, think of what was happening. It's God speaking through him. I'm not speaking about fake tongues, because the world is full of fake tongues. But the genuine gift of tongues, the genuine gift of interpretation of tongues. That person doesn't know that language. It's absolutely God speaking through a person. What's the difference between that and the power of the spoken word? It's the same thing. Because they asked the prophet the question saying, if a person speaks in tongues, can they speak in English? You see, because a person sometimes, like in that one of the brother who spoke in tongues, French. Brother, what was his name?
Ledoux.
Yeah, Henry Ledoux. And he spoke in French. He never knew French. And Danny Henry, he spoke over the prophet. And it was perfectly French. The prophet says, that's what genuine preaching is. He says, it's the Holy Ghost speaking in English. If you can get yourself so yielded that it's not you speaking, it's the Holy Ghost speaking in your language, That's the same as someone speaking in tongues. It's the Holy Ghost speaking through a person. And like Brother Donnie said that time, sometimes when you're preaching, it's 50% Holy Ghost, 50% Donnie. Sometimes it's 80% Holy Ghost, 80% Donnie. Imagine if it could get to 100% Holy Ghost and 0% Donnie. Friends, you're going to have some power in the world when it's been done like that. If you can get yourself out the way, the human frequency, the fallen frequency, the frequency of your fallen understanding, your fallen mind, you're following your fallen desires. You get in the pulpit. I remember that person said this against me. I'm going to... Yeah, that's your human frequency now. That's not going to do the will of God. But if you... what is a gift is the ability to get yourself out the way so that God can work through. Now, that works in every single one of our callings exactly the same way. Whether you're a musician... You know, sometimes it'll be, song leading will be 50% Brother Faithful, 50% the Holy Ghost. Sometimes 80% Brother George, 20% the Holy Ghost. Sometimes 100%, imagine hit 100% Brother George or Brother Faithful and 100% the Holy Ghost. That would be a disaster. Yay, that would be tough. But that's the potential that's before us in our calling. If we are just hear his voice, when he says, come up higher, there's more to show, there's more to manifest inside of your life. And then he continues on. And then in the new ministries, what about when you see those visions? What about you standing and you discern those people and say, your name is Mrs. Smith. You live on such and such a street. Yeah. You've come here, I see you in the doctor's office and the doctor's diagnosing you, saying they can do nothing with you. He says, what is that? The Lord says, what is that? Is that you?
No.
That's not. That's a certain frequency of redemption, and you've yielded to it, and it's working through. It's, and then so the Lord's showing him that, look, it's not such a big step from there to there. He says, you've been manifesting this in a huge measure without knowing it. He says, and all the church needs is a step closer and more of a consecrated life to live with him. And these things will take place in a far more real way. And that now is the original frequency back again. You see, the spoken word, the third pull now, is the original frequency. That's the frequency God operates at. Yeah? And now if you raise up to that level, if you can just be so yielded like that, wow, friends. That's why he says it in this message, New Ministry. He says, now, I'm sure you can see what it is, the spoken word. It's a coming of a greater, deeper anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's just another frequency. It's the Lord taking the church the next stage again, saying, Azusa Street, you did well. Yeah, it's good. We see all the healings, the miracles, the power of God, the gifts of the Spirit. Wonderful. That's a frequency of the Holy Spirit. But there's another frequency above that. This is the final frequency. This is the one that he says brings rapturing faith. This is the one that will change your body in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This is what he says is the third pull. He's a deeper anointing. He says, how to get into it? This is 1959. He didn't really know how. I don't know. Only thing I know, it takes God to put you into it. So you just live as sweet and humble, as close to God as you can. Don't doubt him. Just believe that everything's working just to the good for you and everything will work around all right. Because if he started you here, he hasn't finished the symphony yet. He's going to get you here. How did he get you from here to here? You think about how the Lord worked inside of your life to get you from one stage to another. How did Brother Eddie preach, start preaching? How did Brother George start playing music? Yeah, leading some, can't think. This is the mystery of his will. There's just a certain junction and yielding to him at that junction and boom, you find, wow, I didn't know that the Lord could use me like this. I didn't know the Holy Ghost could do these kind of things. And the more you get yourself out of the way, perfect strength by perfect weakness, you know, mastering human ability, says you've got to get your human ability out of the way. It's unlimited because God is trying to get every one of his children to operate consistently as you can in this flesh at that original frequency. Because that's the frequency of the age that we're living in. He says, brother, sister, do you realize the day we're living in? The most glorious time when God of heaven will put among human beings, ask Anything you will and it will be done for you. But it's not an emotion. That's not a human something to say, I want a seven-bedroomed house. Good, we all want a seven-bedroom house. But does the Lord want us all to have a seven-bedroomed house? That's not it. That's you. That's the human frequency. That when you can catch, like Sister Hattie, she caught the divine frequency. She just knew that resonation inside of her soul. Some about her children. And so that's nothing but the truth. Then the deeper frequency came and said, speak it, but whatever she wants. Says, I want the salvation of my two boys. And the prophet says, he knew that's what she would ask. That's why he brought that anointing. Because it was perfectly in line with his will. But she'd done everything she could to get her children saved, and they would renegade Snickle Fritz teenagers. And the Lord says, no, you've done what you can do. Now it's time to come up higher.
Amen.
And she just had to yield to that anointing. And the prophet was testifying in the Woods house that day. There was such a frequency there, and it resonated in her soul. And now she just got to that stage. She says, that's nothing but the truth. And then the Lord says, I'm going to respect that. Because you've now hit the right frequency. And now the promise was manifested. It's going to be the same. No matter what promise you take, take any promise inside of here. As soon as your soul resonates at the frequency of the promise, that promise is yours. That promise is going to manifest itself. But sometimes it's a process. We do believe it. But we haven't come up to the place that it can manifest itself in the way that it should manifest. And that's why the Lord allows afflictions and he allows troubles and allows these things, because he's trying to get us in tune. He wants us to be tuned up to a higher level. So he puts the crisis. He makes it that Rachel, she can't have children. And all of the other ones, you know, that are not even serious with God, they all have children. Same with Hannah. And they're looking, this isn't fair. I pay my tithes. I go to church every week. Yeah, and these ones don't even come to church half the time. And they've got so many children, they're complaining they need a bigger car. But me, I don't have any children at all. Because the Lord knew that you are to operate a higher frequency than them. But I've got to put something inside of your life to get you to get in tune. There's got to be a certain seeking. There's got to be a certain yielding. There's got to be a certain, you know, time in your life when you say, like Hannah, you go and pray in a certain way until you hit a frequency you never hit before. And the Lord will be saying, that's all I was waiting for. I knew it was in you, but you needed to come up higher. And then your problem was going to be over. And that's the same in redemption with each and every one of us. You know, so he speaks about that in the new ministry. Now let's look at the age we're living in. Let's put it on the other hand now. Satan's also been building up his frequency. He's also got his symphony. He's also got a certain place that he's wanting the world to resonate at. Yeah, and friends, it's going to hit it in the tribulation period. Because all people are going to worship the beast if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we know, we can see it, this gross darkness upon the people. We can see, friends, I've lived long enough, short enough, whatever it is, to see how quickly this world has changed. When I grew up young at school, you know, running around with short trousers and no shoes in Africa, this was a totally different world. It's quickened. It's quickening because this is going like this. It's quickening to the harvest time. He says, whenever you come to the harvest time, when that latter rain starts to fall, the latter rain starts to quicken the seed to the harvest, to maturity. And all that we see happening, even the birth pains in nature and all the things that are taking place, are testifying to us it's harvest time. It's quickening to the harvest. It's a quickening to the end. So there's going to come a visitation to the children of God to bring the original frequency, to bring a final quickening. He says that's what it is. He says the last revival is a final quickening to the rapture.
Amen.
So something's got to come with, there's got to be a frequency for you to have a body change.
Amen.
Azusa Street, in the best they had, 1906, could never produce a body change. It was good, but it wasn't yet the original frequency restored. It wasn't that which was in Eden. It wasn't that which was in Jesus. It wasn't. And Satan's looking now and look what he's doing. in this age that we're living in. It's a serious age that we're living in, saints. I don't think we realize it. Where is Satan getting things to? It's getting it to a climax. Like the Bible says, to the days of Noah. Where sin and darkness and iniquity and immorality and violence hit such a frequency, God said, it's enough. I'm going to destroy the whole thing. Can you see, things can get to a certain frequency in society that God says enough is enough. That's why he comes down to Abraham and he says, the sin of Sodom is great. Yeah, and that's what it is, the days of Lot. Friends, when we see them with their six colored flags and we see all these things about who's a he and a he and a she and a she and who can marry and all that, these are serious signs of the times. These are signs that the frequency that we're getting into in this world now, it's the same frequency. Whenever the world gets to this frequency, it's the end. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. He said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be. And friends, 40 years ago, it wasn't like this. No one asked these kind of questions 40 years ago. June was June 40 years ago. June was just another month on the calendar. But look where it's got. It's quickening and quickening and quickening. And it's in every single aspect. Because where does it climax? Satan's earthly frequency, when he gets the preeminence, the prophet says it always climaxes in Babylon. Babylon is always, he says, in the church age book, he says, Babylon has always been and always will be, both figuratively and literally, Satan's headquarters. So that's what he's aiming at when he's building all these things up and he's bringing all of his powers together. Before it was just a white horse, it's just an antichrist, just deception in those first ages. Then it's persecution, the red horse. And then it comes to the dark ages, the black horse. But in our age, friends, it's all of it comes together. Everything that's gone on before heaps up. He says we're living in the climax of ages. It all comes into the pale horse. His name is death and hell follows him. Wow, friends, this is not a day you want to play around. Now sin has hit a serious frequency. The Lord comes down and says to Abraham, Abraham, your seed will possess this land in 400 years. They can't possess it yet because the cup of the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. It took the Amorites 400 years to fill up the cup. Before Joshua and them could come and slay man, woman, child under the justice, vengeance of God. But friends, the sins of Sodom didn't take long to fill up. Sodom just overnight just about boom, the fire fell. That's how the Lord looks at these things when he looks at the frequency of this world. Now friends, you have to be a little bit guarded in what you say, but when you find somebody who's anointed with the spirit of the days of Lot, there's a frequency in their life. You can see it. The way they walk, the way they talk. You can see it straight away. This person's operating at a certain frequency. Yeah, you can see it straight away. They're in the spirit of the last days. How much more should a believer be if the original frequency's been restored? Should people not see that frequency? Just naturally in the way you dress, the way you conduct yourself. Your neighbors seeing there's a different frequency that these people operate at. When the crisis comes, you're not falling apart like other people. There's a certain frequency at operation inside of your soul. You know, but you can see this frequency. Now, it's all coming together. This Babylon that we're living in. Now, the reason I'm speaking about Babylon, because when you're speaking about the original frequency, the spoken word, we see it in Babylon. We see it in Daniel. We see it in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We see Daniel is thrown in the lion's den. There he is. He's stroking them in the morning. You know? Hey, that's a powerful manifestation of the original frequency back again. So when a prophet hammers his lawnmower into the fence because he's trying to get his grass cut before the next person comes to be prayed for, and he's taking his shirt off because it's hot, and the hornets come, and a frequency comes down. That was the original frequency that was in Eden. Hornets never stung anybody in Eden. Lions never bit anyone in Eden. And when Jesus comes back and his kingdom has fully come, the whole world's going to be governed by this frequency. And that's what we're supposed to pray each day in the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen. But in his church, in the soul of a believer, we are living in the age of the original frequency again. That's the potential. You're not always, I mean, you're not just going to every day, you can't just go to work and say, hey, I'm really tired of doing the spreadsheet at work. And you use the spoken word to do your work at work. That's not what it's there for. There's a certain time, a certain crisis. Look, what is happening here? When the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises a standard. Because when Satan hits his frequency, where's this frequency? Look at music today. Go and look at this insanity in music. Go and look at this gross darkness in music. When I was young, I remember my parents used to listen, like I've said to you before. What was number one on the charts? How much is that doggy in the window? Those were the songs of those days. But go and see the dimension of music now. There's such a darkness. There's such a spiritual darkness that broken into hell, and hell's poured itself out into the music. You'll say, yeesh. What about the entertainment industry? Look at the movies we used to watch. Compared to now. Go look at The Matrix in films like this. It's insanity on screen. Go and have a look at the dimension that Hollywood is getting to. It's getting right up to this frequency. Gross darkness upon the people. The prophet says, thus saith the Lord, before the second coming of the Lord, the world will be completely insane. He says it's the radios and the televisions that are producing it. He says this rock and roll music, this frequency of music in the end time, he says, leading the people to Armageddon. Because when a society hits this frequency, it always gets destroyed. It's not negotiable. It always gets destroyed. And it's not only the Christians who realize that. Plato and those philosophers in their day said, if you want to know the state of a kingdom, look at the music the people are listening to. Because whenever an empire is about to be destroyed, they get into a certain frequency. And it'll be immorality. And look in Pompeii before it's destroyed. All the pornography on the walls of Pompeii. And we're living in an age of pornography like that again. You'll just see these are flashing red lights. Like we said at the Bible study, the believer doesn't need these things to convince you. There's a resonance inside of your soul. There's a frequency in heavenly places, which is same one that spoke to Noah in his day and said, the end of all flesh has come. You need to finish the work that I sent you to do. That's what a believer has inside of their soul. You know, you don't need to be scared into the kingdom. We don't need to come today and show you pictures of the hurricane. So maybe the next one will be an island. You better get your life right. We don't scare people like that. We're working in the wrong realm. It's the soul. If someone is predestined unto eternal life, my sheep hear my voice. When that frequency of the word for your age goes forth, every member of the bride is going to have a resonance. That's true. And people will be saying all these evil things against the message. But you know by the resonance inside of your soul, I don't understand some of those things what people are saying, but this is God. This is his message. This is God's program for this age. You know it by the frequency that it produces inside of your soul. Like when Billy Graham that time there, when you know he starts off as a young minister in 1940s, and they'd send him out with Templeton. Templeton was the big evangelist in the Baptist at that time. And then Templeton starts getting overtaken by unbelief. Hey, they go to the cinema one day, there's the Holocaust on the cinema. Templeton interviews with Billy Graham in the middle of things says, there can't be a loving God. Now to see what, look what's happened to the people of God. And they start arguing in the cinema and people say, get out. They go outside. Billy Graham says, that's man did that to man. That wasn't God. Yeah. And Templeton, now he becomes an atheist and he writes books against God. And so Billy Graham starts preaching now. He has his big Los Angeles campaign. One day he's invited to Princeton, whatever it is, to come to this big meeting of all these so-called theologians. There's Templeton and his group. Yeah, these liberal theologians who don't believe the literal truth of the word. And they take Billy Graham aside and they say, what? You literally believe that Bible. You believe Jonah was swallowed by a whale. You really believe that?
Yeah.
So yes, I do believe it. And they laugh. They say, you believe Joshua could speak to the sun. You know what the prophet says? You have to become a miracle before you can believe a miracle. Once you become a miracle, because the greatest miracle is a new birth, you know all things are possible. If he could change my desire from the things of the world to the things of God, he can stop the sun. He can stop the moon. And Templeton and them, they confuse Billy Graham. And you see him, if you watch the movie, it's very good. He goes and he phones his mom, because his mom was a godwin. He says, mom, I don't know what to do. These people are hammering with questions that I can't understand. And his mom says, Billy, all you need to do is hear his voice again. Yeah. I know you will hear his voice. You're confused now. And Billy Graham goes out and he goes to the stump in this forest in the middle of the woods at night. And he takes his Bible and he puts and he praises God, you've got to help me. I don't know how to answer these people's questions. And he came back from there and how the Lord had met him. Mm. And they come now and he want to hammer him with their unbelief. He says, look, I might not be able to answer all your questions, but one thing I know, when I take this Bible as the literal word of God, it changes people's lives. It heals the sick. It restores marriages. It brings people from drug addiction. Say, I might not be able to answer all your questions, but I know the power that's inside of this word. And there's no way, if this was just the word of man, it has this kind of effect in the lives of people. You know, so it was his own personal experience of the power of the frequency of the word. He knew this book operates at a different frequency than all other books. Oh, there's no other book that operates at this frequency. The original frequency is veiled in this book. And when you believe it like that, this book starts to manifest. It starts to resonate at a certain frequency. And you wake up in the morning and you're so tired, you think, I can't go on anymore. And you just start getting in the word. It's like, wow. And it does something to your soul. And then it starts working from within outward into your outward circumstances. Say, your word is powerful. That's the power of the word of God. But that's why we're living in this age now of such an unbelief, such ungodliness, that the Lord, he says, the only thing to meet the challenge, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, I'm going to have to send the original. Because Satan's bringing it right back to his climax. He's bringing it all together, all the entertainment, all the, look, the politics. The politics is so corrupt and rotten in this age. Look at these politicians. Look at their laws that they pass. I mean, so ungodly in their lives, so ungodly in their governance, so hypocritical in all that they do. They lie to you so they can get voted in, and then they forget all the promises they made. And you start seeing, but yay. The prophet says you could put an Abraham Lincoln and a George Washington in every state in America. You couldn't turn it around. He said it's too far gone now. The influence is so, you know, that the gangrene, you know, the infection's gone so deep into the system. There's just no bringing it back. And the Lord looks down and he says, I've got to bring the original back to my people once again. And that's what he's done with the message of the hour. It's God restoring to us this original frequency. Now, to finish off, let's just bring it to the frequency of faith.
Amen.
Because there were the three pulls the prophet had. And the Lord allowed that. The first one taking people by the hand, the next one discerning the hearts of people, then the unveiling of the word and the spoken word. Let's just learn one principle of this. Just, okay, if I want my faith to rise up and meet the challenge, what am I supposed to do? How do I get my faith to come up higher? Okay, let's just cover that and we'll finish, because I think it's good to bring it just practically in the end like that, because there's many, many people here that believe, but they got things they're challenged by. And Satan's going to keep on coming to you and say, oh, so you're really a believer? How come you've still got this in your life? He loves to do those kind of things. It's like Joseph in prison. The Bible says he was tried by the word. The word comes and tries you. That word comes, you know, but hey, the Lord promised me this, but I don't see it inside of my life. You tried by the word. God is trying to get something in you to rise up, trying to get something in you to come up higher to meet the challenge. So diseases now, we've learned it from the message, have frequencies. Yeah. There's different frequencies. The prophet says, we're living in the age of the fourth dimension diseases. He says, they're calling these diseases cancer. And friends, AIDS is an end time disease. All of these strange things that are taking place, these are end time diseases. These are another dimension of disease. That's what the prophet says. But he says, epilepsy was the hardest of them to beat outside of these diseases. He said, that was a big challenge. So, now, epilepsy is maybe a certain frequency of a disease. It's operating at a certain frequency. Now, so you coming with your faith here, and epilepsy is operating there, and you're going to be like the disciples coming to that boy. The disciples did believe. And the other young boy maybe has an epileptic fit or whatever that it was. And then that father comes to you, Jesus says, I came to your disciples. I brought my son. They couldn't cast this devil out. And the disciples are really feeling discouraged because they're saying, but we thought we had faith. Why can't we cast this? This was a high level, friends. And Jesus had to say to them, some come out only by prayer and fasting. For you to meet some challenges, you're going to have to come up higher a little bit first. Doesn't mean you don't believe, but some of these things are stubborn. Some of these things operate in a serious realm and dimension. So you're going to have to meet the challenge accordingly. So you're going to need to get your faith in tune because you're hitting whatever, I don't know, you're hitting an A. You need to get it to a C sharp or whatever that it is. Because that's the frequency of this disease. Can you see what the prophet is teaching here in the message? He speaks of this a lot in those first ones. And he takes somebody by the hand. And there's a frequency. And there's a manifestation in his hand. And he can tell, you've got tuberculosis. And some of those diseases, the fierce ones, his hand would swell red. It would stop his watch. Yay! You would see some of these things, it was a serious frequency that you're fighting against. That's what cancers are, and all of these things that come to take your life. That's a level of power. That's why the doctors and that, they struggle with these kinds of diseases. Because they're operating at a serious high frequency. But friends, there's no higher frequency than the word.
Amen.
The highest frequency is the word. So if your soul, you can just get it to resonate at the frequency of the word. It doesn't matter how high the frequency of the disease is. It's over. That's where the challenge comes in. But sometimes it needs a come up higher. Because you've been bumping your head against this thing for a long time. You've been putting in so many prayer requests until the saints now are getting embarrassed to read the prayer request. You know, to say, oh, Brother Sons is asking for prayer about this again. Or you're coming in the prayer line, and when you're still number 18 in the prayer line, the minister knows what you're coming about. It's like Hannah going every single year to the feast. She's on her cycle. She's got in this habit of going to the feast, coming back weeping. Going to the convention, she comes like things haven't changed. She had to come up higher for that junction in time to meet the challenge. And the moment she herself put herself on that war footing for a season and said, enough is enough. I'm tired of bearing this reproach. How long shall I bear this reproach? And the word would be challenging her. And she'd be saying, but you did it for Sarah in the Bible. You did it for Rachel in the Bible. You did it for Elkanah and his wife in the Bible. Surely you can do it for me. Can you see why sometimes the challenge comes? The Lord puts these things inside of our lives because he knows there's a frequency inside you that can operate at a higher level than you think it can operate. And if he didn't put these things, these challenges before us, we'd never rise up ourselves to really seek the Lord in that kind of a way to really break through into that frequency. We'd never ever get there. Now let's finish off. I'll read from Diseases and Afflictions, 1950, because he's in the prayer lines now and he's praying for people, taking them by the hand. And he speaks first of all about how Sister Bosworth, Brother Bosworth's wife was there. And here was a girl, 18 years old, and she had crossed eyes. And she was crying. Because so many others with crossed eyes had been healed, but she wasn't healed. So she comes now. She come out there crying, saying, Mrs. Bosworth, I saw all those cross-eyes people healed. Brahman says, she was a young lady, about 18, hideously cross-eyed. Said, you see the devil with what he does, you see. He just hits a certain frequency, boom. And all of a sudden, we're all thinking about the car out there. It's amazing how that. The prophet says, during the altar calls, you find the babies start to cry. He says, it's just spiritual warfare. Amen. No, because Satan doesn't like when a believer's getting to a certain place.
Right.
He wants to try to short circuit. He wants to put some human something in the way there. So the prophet says that she was a young lady, about 18, hideously cross-eyed. Said, if I could just get in there in the prayer line, but I can't even get a card. Mrs. Bosworth's compassion went out to the child. She said, honey, if you'll just walk right back around there where you can see him. The prophet was in the prayer. Now, don't imagine now, but believe with all your heart that that's a gift of God. I'll assure you, he'll call you out in a few minutes. Just get your faith focused on the things of God. Just get your faith focused because the Lord was dealing. Just be sincere. Yeah, the prophet says, the angel told me, if you can get the people to believe you, and you be sincere, nothing will stand before you. If you can get that frequency, you get the people really believing, and you sincere, when you bring those two things together, it says nothing will stand before your prayers. Doesn't matter the frequency of that disease, because the church has come up to a certain frequency, and all things are possible at that frequency. Nothing will stand there. So it says, I was praying for the sick on the platform, had my back turned to the girl. All at once, I felt faith setting and moving. I looked around. I couldn't pick out where it was. He says, you see, her faith had moved into that category.
Hallelujah.
Imagine all these people, thousands of people there. Many of them, there's no pull. But there's certain people, their faith gets to a certain frequency. And the moment their faith gets to a certain frequency, the gift that's inside of this man, yeah, and the glory that's overshadowing the gift absolutely resonates to that. Straight away there's a pull. Straight away the Lord is on the case. Because their faith came up to that level. Their faith came up to that. But it wasn't complicated. Sister Bosworth never said, you need to go and do this and you need to go and do that. He said, you just get your focus on the things of God. You stand there and you keep your eyes on that man. And you just believe with all your heart that that is God who's doing that. That God is the one. Friends, that's a powerful, powerful thing.
Amen.
He says her faith moved up into that category. And then the Lord delivered her. Then he gives another example. He says, in the same meeting, they pushed a little girl through. I'll never forget the child. A cute little girl. Little blonde-haired girl. One tooth out in the front. She was in braces. They're pushing her through. She's in braces. From her waist down. They'd push her through the line. I'd lay hands on her. She'd get off the platform. They'd push her back in the line. And she kept on coming through. That's a cycle. She's in a certain cycle. And she's failing to break out of the cycle. Next time when she came past, the prophet says, something said, stop the child. I said, honey, I saw she didn't have faith to be healed at that time. She had faith, but she didn't have the right measure of faith to be healed at that time. She's a believer. She's believing, but she can just feel it. You know what it's like. There's times you prayed for it, you just know you're not healed. You just know it. You just feel, you're just defeated. You know, this is, I don't like that feeling. Yeah, and that should really, really stir us up inside of ourselves to say, next time it's going to be different. In fact, the next time I don't even need to go there for prayer. Yeah, I'm just going to come up higher. I said, honey, I saw she didn't have faith. You said, he says, but see, that's what the gift is for. Here on the platform, you notice how sometimes you have to work. So what is he saying? He says, with this gift and with this anointing of the pillar of fire that comes, there's the original frequency here. And if somebody comes from there and they stand long enough here, like Mary in the presence of the angel, their faith is going to start going until it hits the level. Then the prophet says, when that happens, I can declare to them, thus saith the Lord, you are healed. Absolutely, you are healed. And they'll know inside of themselves, like the woman with the issue of blood. You know inside of yourself, something's changed. This was different this time. That cycle's broken this time. I've been in this situation many times before, but I've never ever experienced something like this. But you know inside of yourself. Hannah knew inside of herself. She went to where she was no more sad. She knew this is struck home. There's a certain frequency I hit, and that hit the target, and something responded back to me from heavenly places, and Eli blessed me with the blessing of the priesthood, and she knew by doing that. He says, sometimes you have to work with the people. The people say, oh, I believe, Brother Branham. But here they are down here. They do believe. They wouldn't be in the prayer line if they didn't believe. They'd be out there in the disco nightclubs watching football if they didn't believe. They're in a prayer line. Maybe they've waited hours to get a prayer card. They believe. We all believe. I believe everyone here is a believer in our own measure. We're all somewhere on the scale of faith. The prophet says, here they are down here, and here's where they ought to be. Well, then those things of telling their diseases and the secrets of their heart, the faith rises up until I get the people to believe me. So what's he saying? Well, how do we do it now? We don't have the prophet yet. Friends, we have the omnipotent power of his word. Friend, what greater tuning instrument is there than this? This is perfect, pure, original frequency. And we have ministry. We have gifts in the body. And we have fellowship with the Lord. The anointing comes down when you're fellowshipping one with another. And we have prayer meetings. And we have all-night prayer meetings. We have 1,102 messages there resonating at the frequency of this age. Friends, he's given us all the resources we need. All we've got to do is set our wings. It's not a struggle, and it's not a wrestling. It's not a sweating. And no, maybe sometimes you've got to pray like in Gethsemane. We do have those seasons of prayer. We need to break through something. But you've got to just set your wings. You've got to see this anointing, this fresh breeze, this updraft of the Holy Ghost when the Lord visits you in that season of your life. And you're just setting your wings now, and you're just bathing in the Word. You're just bathing in the Word. And when you're starting to come down, you get yourself in fellowship with the saints. And the fellowship of the saints, how good it is for brethren to dwell together, that just lifts you up once again. And the next day you get up in the morning and you're praying, and the Lord leads you to a simple, a certain verse in the Bible. And it's so super power to you, that verse. It's quickened you, it's life. When the Bible says, none that trust in me shall ever be put to shame. You say, Lord, I trust in you. Amen. You said, I'll never be put to, and it's real to you. Amen. You know, you've allowed yourself to be ministered to that frequency, the same as those people who stood in the prayer lines. As long as they stood, then the prophet would tell them about their life and tell them about the doctors and tell, and that would just, in that presence, with that frequency, the original frequency operating there, and then nothing could hold a person back if they stood there long enough. He says, when those things of telling their diseases and the secrets of their hearts, the faith rises up until I get the person to believe me. Then he said, if you get the people to believe you, okay? He says, and when I can get the patient up to a place till their faith comes to this, that's what gives me perfect faith. Amen. I've never seen it fail, and it never will fail. It can't fail. Amen. See, even if you pray for somebody and their faith hits a certain place, you know it yourself. Right. If you see, go on a prayer line, you'll see. Watch the minister when they're praying in the prayer. When we were in Czech Republic, you'll see that. When that anointing is there and somebody comes with that resonance of faith, the minister praying for the person knows this issue is finished. Amen. Because the glory of God is on the scene. Something takes place there, because when two omnipotents come together, the miraculous is going to happen each and every time. He says, and when that little girl, they pushed her through, I said, honey, come and stand right behind me. And she stood back there just holding on to my coattails. And I said, you pray, honey. And she had her little head down praying. And she was holding my coat. And I just kept praying for people. I forgot about the child. I turned around again. I said, honey, keep on praying. And after a while, I begin to feel that faith begin to set in. Like a heartbeat. Do-doom. 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 You see, something's happening. She's staying in that presence. The presence is anointing her. She's seeing these people being healed. There's just something takes place. Friends, you can't stay in the presence of God and stay the same. It charges you in your soul. It quickens your faith. It does something to you. But the prophet says, where the problem comes in, don't spend enough time there. It's like we feel a lot better by the end of the service, but we haven't hit there yet. And then we go out to allow the world and the frequency of the world to bring us back to there. It'll never take you down further than that because you can't go below your foundation. But that's why the prophet says, if we have these kind of meetings, we should have them for 30 days. He says, you're just hitting it day by day. He says, in every single day, it is busy. You know, it's raising up day by day. Ba, 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 ba. He says, you can't hammer the nail in the wood. Come back next week on Sunday, hammer a little bit more. It's not how you do it when you're building. He says, the children will come and play with the nail, it'll fall out. He says, when you start hitting that nail, you just keep hitting it. Da, 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 da. Boom, you clinch the nail. And you know that it's finished. That's why Jesus said, go in the upper room and tarry until. Until. Stay there and you'll know. And they started first day. Bam. Second day, bam. Third, fourth, fifth, 10th day, bah! They got to the frequency of the promise.
Amen.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And the glory of God filled the house, filled the temple. They all spoke in tongues. And they said, this is that. We have heard, but now we see. Can you see, saints, where our problem comes in?
Amen.
Can you see something with for our normal, just living our normal Christian life? This is perfect, this kind of faith. Just to live as a believer, to, you know, to do all of those kind of things. Brother, that's a really nice little instrument. As a believer, this normal, everyday faith will get you going. But the Lord allows crises sometimes to come in and challenges to come in because he wants us to come up higher. And as a church, sometimes there's seasons he wants us to come up higher. So he puts challenges before us and all these kind of things. And he's given us all the resources we need. He's given us everything that we need if we can just discern that. And if we can just yield ourselves to that. And then an anointing comes and he visits you. And you can sense inside of yourself, this time it's different. I can see the Lord is dealing with me now. There's something different. Just follow that through to the end. Just keep yielding yourself to that anointing. Just stay there as much as you possibly can. And you find the Lord, he's going to raise you up. He says, and I began to feel like a heartbeat pump. Doof, doof, doof. Like that. And I turned around to her. I said, now, sweetheart, I laid my hands upon and asked the Lord Jesus. And I said to the mother, now you take the braces off this girl. It was finished. That girl knew it was finished. The prophet knew it was, but the mother didn't know it was finished. Because she wasn't at the frequency. And you find that happens many, many times. But there's something that takes place. Even sometimes in preaching, something takes place like that. Listening to a message, something takes place. He draws near. Something opens up. You can sense a portal. A dimension is opening up that hasn't opened before. And if you just yield yourself to that, he can take you up higher. He can answer questions you've had all your life. He can minister a solution to something you've been cracking your head about for so much time. But it's just learning how to work seasonally. Because it's the frequency of redemption. The different things operate at different frequencies. And it really depends on what is the frequency of the challenge that's before you today. What is the frequency of that something that you're seeking from the Lord? Is your soul operating at that frequency? That's the thing. If there's a gap, Christ always steps in the breach. Call Jesus on the scene. And he will come and help you to raise up higher. just say, Jesus, you always stand in the breach. I've done all that I can do. I believed with all the faith that I have. I need you to come and quicken my faith now. And he'll come and drop the dynamic power in your intellectual faith. Now it becomes revealed faith. Now it becomes a substance. Now you can feel something working inside of you that you've never felt working inside of you, or that you haven't felt working inside of you for quite some time. And if you're a believer, sometimes it clears your amnesia and you'll remember to say, I remember when this happened before. I remember Brother David saying it once before when he had, you know, all these things on his neck, yeah? And he came in the prayer line and he was prayed for. And he went out to the car and says, I know that I'm healed, because this is exactly the same thing that happened when I was healed before. Amen. And by the time he got home, all of those things had dried up and dropped off. Because it never fails. And you know it inside of yourself that something's taking place. When that woman touched his garment, she knew inside of herself, something's taking place. There was a resonance now. There the frequencies, there's harmony between her and the virtue, the perfect original frequency inside of Jesus. And she touched him and she knew that it was over. So what is too difficult for God's sake? Is anything too hard for the Lord?
No,
we heard it on Friday. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. And there's nothing impossible to you and to me either. We have the potential. The prophet says the secret. The word is in the bride. It says she, the bride, has his potentials. We have the potential to hit that frequency. It's predestined inside of you. It wasn't predestined maybe for Wesley's age or whatever, but you and I are predestined to hit that frequency. And the Lord just puts us in circumstances sometimes to stir us up, to challenge us inside of our faith, to say, Lord, this time you take me. I'm taking you by the hand, Lord. You lead me through this one. You raise me up. I want to get to a time that this enemy that's troubled me for so long, I can look back and say, that enemy, where's he gone? He troubles me no more. Is that your desire, saints? Yes, let's stand, let's pray. Let's come to a time of worship. May the Lord help us to come up higher. Let's invite the musicians to lead us in one song. And you be holding inside of your heart now your desire before the Lord. Just keep your focus. Don't yet be thinking about your lunch. Don't yet be thinking about college and studies. Just keep your focus on the word and say, Lord, I don't want to leave here the same. Lord, there's a hope that's been stirred up inside of me. I'm sensing a possibility inside of myself. But I don't want to short circuit this process. So Lord, as I come before you and pray, do something to me now. That as I go from this place, I will stay the course. I'll stay on course until I see the Red Sea opened. Until I see this enemy down before me, whatever that it is. What do you want to sing for us, brother? Yeah, it's okay.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm reaching every day. Still praying rest. I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high.
Let's just take the words of that song and what's resonating inside of your soul and come and present that before the Lord. Come and say, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Lord, I want to go to a new place. Lord, I lost the vision of victory. But Lord, today, I'm sensing there's a possibility. And Lord, I'm praying that you'll take me by your hand and quicken me in the inner man. Lord, speak unto my soul. Continue to draw near to me, Lord. And Father, help me, Lord, to step by step walk with you and possess more of my inheritance, Lord, I pray. Whatever your desire, speak to the Lord about it. Come, friends, prayer is not emotion. Prayer is not just shouting up into the air. That's nothing. That's the prophets of Baal. Prayer is a something from your heart where you're speaking the depth of your heart to the Lord. When you're coming with your burden, you're coming with your desire, and you have a belief, a faith inside of you, that he hears my prayer. And he just wants you to pour out your heart before the Lord. Whatever you need, let's just come before the Lord before we leave this place. Let's all pray.
Lord, Savior,
Let's sing what do you have for us there, Brother Faithful? We then ask Brother Max before he goes, he can come and close for us in a word of prayer, please, bro. What do you have there for us, Brother Faithful? Amen.
Oh, we sing that he poured in the oil and the wine.
Amen.
He poured in the oil and the wine.
As we came in today, oh, he had poured that wine right down into our souls. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, it has been another week of blessings, Lord. Father, we won't forget what, Lord, you have done for us the week that has just passed. Your grace, your mercies, your protection, above all, your loving kindness that has seen us through all our activities, Lord. And this morning, we woke up, Lord, there was a church bell ringing in our hearts. Oh, quicken us to no other place but to your house, Lord.
Amen.
To begin a new week in your presence, Lord. And Father, as we came in, Lord, oh, that love, the love that is measureless, love that is without length, breadth, depth, or height, Lord, oh, had given us a word. A word that, Lord, has filled right down into our souls, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Lord, truly, when we look back from where we had come from, we have seen the Lord, we have been raised onto higher grounds. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Because we can see today the works of light and the works of darkness, they are all coming to a climax. But Lord, through your love, O God, you have given us a word in season, a message, a light, oh, that is ripening the grains to be harvested and to be gathered home, Lord. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Our prayer, Lord Jesus, is that, Lord, you help us, oh God, to maintain or always being quickened, oh Lord, to stay in this faith frequency, Lord. Oh, whereby, oh Lord Jesus, things that are hidden, oh, will be opened unto us. Amen. Father, we give you all the glory. Amen. We thank you. Amen. Yes, we are riding on a special frequency. Amen. Oh, to no other place but to our home. Amen. Oh, our heavenly home. Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Lord, all these things that happen, we know that, O God, it is true, your own direction, an appointed, person, O God, in our midst, our pastor. O Lord, you have used him tremendously all these years. Now, Lord, look down and see the souls that are all standing here. Oh, through your mercy and through your quickening, using him, O Lord Jesus, oh, to prepare us, Lord, to that place where you have prepared for us, Lord. Father, bless him. Bless his family. Lord, we are seeking, O God, that your Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit will always overshadow him and quicken him and open, O Lord, mysteries, Lord, or to bring to us messages, words that, Lord, will continue to ripen us, Lord, and make us ready for homegoing. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, we continue on to also lift up the ministry in this house, Lord, into your hands. Father, the young ministers that are coming. Oh, yesterday, last Friday, the prayer meeting. Oh, using young soldiers like this, oh God. Father, bless them, Lord. Oh, today, all the Sunday schools. Oh, Lord Jesus, the ministers you use. Wonderful. Oh, Lord. We thank you that in this place, as humble as it is, O God, oh, we are holding on to something precious, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have, Lord, young youths that are coming up, and even when they stand and sing, oh, Lord, heavens, we could see it, that heavens have even opened, Lord. Father, bless these young ones, Lord. Bless the little ones that are coming, oh God. Bless those who are in the wombs, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a blessed day, oh Lord, that we even have today. And Lord, as we thanking you, we want to lift all prayer requests that have been come here this morning into your hands, Lord. Father, we want to remember our precious brother, Vlad, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you are the healer. Stretch forth your healing hands, healing grace, Lord, unto him. And lift him up from where he is, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as many that are sick, oh, God, we commit all of them also into your hands. Amen. And Father, even myself standing here, last Friday I couldn't walk. But today, true, Lord Jesus, your children crying, Amen. You have healed me. Amen. Oh, upon that, oh Lord, Amen. upon that basis, Lord, we are claiming healing to everyone that is sick in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total healing. Total healing. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your wondrous name. And Lord, as many that will be traveling, myself, Brother Kwame, and any other person, we commit all of them into your hands. We remember our precious brother, Wilmore also, in the Netherlands, Lord. We know this moment you are with him. Maybe even has tuned in and listening to these wondrous things happening here, oh God. Bless him, Lord Jesus. Oh, what can we say? As many the Lord, we will not be able to remember. But Father, you know each and everyone. The needs of your people standing before you. Oh Lord, we commit all your needs, Lord, into your hands. And we believe whom we are serving and whom we have committed, Lord, all these things unto, that you are more than able, oh God, to fulfill and to supply the needs of everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe it, oh Lord. Once again, Lord, we want to say thank you. Bless this church, Lord. And even the victory that we have won, we are moving out. We are moving out. Come November, and all hindrances and obstacles, what they try to bring up, Lord, we bring every storm down. Because you said when our enemies will come in like a flood, your spirit will raise standards. Lord, raise standards against anything that, Lord, will put us, Lord, on the back heel. In the name of Jesus Christ, November, we're moving forward upon our own direction. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, I don't know what to say anymore, Lord, but Lord, you know everything. So we lift everything, Lord, into your hands. Father, as we go to our various crosses, Lord, oh, continue to bless your people. Continue, Lord Jesus, to bring these things into our memories, Lord. Continue, Lord Jesus, to be inspiring us, to be even standing on our own with your Holy Spirit directing us, oh God. We thank you. We bless you. We give all glory to you. And once again, we want to say thank you for our precious brothers, Tim Dai, and our precious brother, Nat, having arrived safely from their various countries, Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you did for them. And we know that, Lord, you continue to bless them and their families. We bless you. We give all glory to you. May the living church of God, that ransom church, all lift up our voices and say, amen. Oh, we say, amen. We say, amen. Blessed be thy name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Max. Thanks, brother. Let's finish off with, before people go or people want to stay, let's sing Kick Him Down. Kick Him Down. Let's keep the devil on the run. Amen. Don't let the devil have you on the run. Yes, you keep him on the run. Rather keep him guessing. Yes, say, hey, I hope those guys don't pray again on Wednesday. You got to keep him on the run.
Kick him down.
Kick him down. Have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down. So kick that mother down. Kick him down. Have the devil on the run. Son of God must not be trodden down. So kick that number down. Arise and shine, King Theophany has come. Let's hold to his unchanging hand. Praise the Lord, praise his name, and be garrisoned by prayer.
shake your confidence,
all in your heart would feel. Don't you hate your brother? That's the root of bitterness.
One more time.